Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Anchorage Republican Josh Rivak is moving from the State House to the Senate. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that Senate Republicans voted Saturday to confirm Rivak to fill a seat vacated by the August death of fellow Republican Chris Birch. Rivak says he emphasized to senators the need to compromise.
You know, when we look at issues, we have to balance the policy with sort of the public sentiment, you know, and all the issues that we're dealing with. There's some serious issues. Some folks look at things real analytically. Others just look at things politically. And finding a balance between the two, I think, is important.
Rivak was Governor Mike Dunleavy's second choice for the seat after Senate Republicans rejected his first pick, Representative Lattie Shaw. Senate President Kathy Geisel says she welcomes Rivak to the Senate.
We feel that he knows how to bring folks together from all areas of the political spectrum, and he has demonstrated a desire to find real solutions that work for Alaska.
Rivak's South Anchorage House seat is now vacant. District 25 Republicans are expected to recommend replacements. Governor Dunleavy will choose a replacement who must then be confirmed by House Republicans. Former Fairbanks militia leader Schaefer Cox had a resentencing hearing in federal court in Tacoma, Washington this morning. Cox, 35, was convicted in 2012 of illegal weapons charges, conspiring to murder federal officials, and solicitation of murder. The solicitation conviction was overturned in 2017, prompting today's hearing. Cox is serving a total of 26 years, and the sentences for murder, conspiracy, and solicitation are concurrent, so it's possible that his remaining jail time will not change as a result of today's hearing. Attorneys for both sides filed lengthy memorandums with the court prior to the hearing. Cox's public defenders say militia leaders only intended violent action in the event the authorities came for them as part of a, quote, Stalin-esque crackdown. U.S. attorneys point to an active warrant out for Cox at the time and the real possibility of violent militia response. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McRorty.